Hey guys, you're listening to Survey Says. My name is Mel, and as you know by now, this edition of Survey Says All the Things is also co-hosted by the one, the only, Matt Thomas.
Hey everyone.
So welcome to All the Things. This is our first episode together, which is pretty exciting.
That's cool.
Besides our intro episode that was released a few weeks ago.
Weeks ago? That sounds like, oh.
It was a few weeks
ago. Time has flown.
Time has flown. So this episode is all about your thoughts as an audience and our thoughts on the coronavirus.
COVID-19.
We've got questions on panic buying, self-isolating, and the media, which if you were awesome enough, let's just say that, to do the survey, then chances are your responses are in this podcast, which is pretty exciting.
All these responses are awesome.
They are awesome. Matt picked them himself.
I did.
So they must be good. Well, if you are new here, or if you're back after our long break that I took when I had Maddie T as my co-host. Now I have Matty T.
It's me.
It's meant to be. Here's a little rundown of how Survey Says works. So for Survey Says, we release a new survey every month, preparing three episodes ahead with questions surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you. The two survey editions are I'd Be the Man with Alex McIntosh, focusing on women's empowerment, feminism, and life experiences, as well as All the Things with Matt, focusing on nothing specific, just any topic we want to talk about. And there is a new episode released every week, every Friday, and you can catch up on what you've missed at surveysayspodcast.com. Now, to start off with, we have the statistics of who did the survey.
Yeah, so a couple of the admin questions of the survey is looking at names and ages and or genders. And for this podcast, for this survey rather, we have a range of three genders, female, male, and anonymous.
People who decided not to tell us whether they were male or female.
We did put it out as optional, but it does help so we can calculate and form our questions to the
audience
and cater to the majority more.
Yeah, so if you are wondering why we ask these questions, it's mostly so we know who to cater for, and it also lets you guys know who is answering the survey. So the different questions are like the different perspectives of question, like answers for the questions differentiate between age groups. For example, in Alex and I's episode last week about harassment, people who were 18 had a much different experience versus to people who were 40. And so that's why we kind of ask. Same with females and males, different experiences and different thoughts.
And over time, there might be a grow in a certain demographic, like there might be more elderly listeners or there might be more males at some point.
Exactly right.
So it's a constant changing thing, and we want to cater to the most updated information we have. So for this week, we have a split, roughly half, of female viewers, 52%, listeners rather. We have male listeners at 24%, and 24% of listeners are anonymous, so they did not give a gender answer. We didn't ask this week for age specifics because we know our audience pretty well, and that's around our age of you and me, of roughly 18 to 24.
Yes, I am 21 and you are 23. Wow. Soon enough, you'll be clicking the next age up in respondents, the 25 to 34-year-old range.
This is my last year of this age range.
Whoa. Crazy town. All right. Well, with that in mind, let's move on to the first question of the episode, which is, have you seen or done any panic buying because of, you know, coronavirus stuff, obviously. So when we put out this survey, it was weeks ago, when before everything actually shut down.
Yeah, before the massive restrictions.
Yes. Yeah, so as we actually said in our introduction episode, was that when we released a survey, things would be very different.
We were self-aware of things being fluid.
And fair enough. Like, I mean, funnily enough, everything is bloody different.
Yes.
So panic buying currently has slowed down.
It has.
But when the when the survey was released, things were crazy. There wasn't, I mean, there still isn't toilet paper.
No.
But there was absolutely no toilet paper.
Yes.
And as someone who works, I guess, for you in the supermarket sector.
Yeah.
At a supermarket.
I'm the kind of the front line of this.
You are exactly where the people are panic buying.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. So, back a few weeks ago when we released the survey, you could barely get your hands on anything.
Yeah.
A lot
pasta,
of
pasta, flour, toilet paper.
The main ones were toilet paper, paper towel, rice, mm-hmm. pasta, sauce, and milk. You couldn't have your bowl of cereal in the morning, baby.
Oh, no.
But after that, Woolies and Coles both implemented a restriction on a lot of the items. So, for the longest while, you could only buy one or two of the before-mentioned products.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since our manufacturing has increased of those products, the warehouses have, you know, been working hard to provide those goods to the customers. So, we have a lot more than we normally do. Mm-hmm. We sold a lot of toilet paper a few weeks ago.
I remember you sent me a video of your of out the back of your thing and the mountains of toilet paper on the
We got a lot of toilet, way more toilet paper than we usually do.
Yeah, but you sold out of it, didn't you?
Oh, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I noticed that I was at Coles the other day, or week, whatever. I was at Coles one time and we're okay with toilet paper because who lives here is me and my brother and then you're here half the time. So we, as a unit, we don't go through much toilet paper.
Doesn't burn a hole in our
So you got me a 36 pack?
36 rolls, yeah.
Yeah, so we're fine for a really long time. We don't need it.
No.
But anyway, I was at Coles and it was 3 p.m. and I heard an announcement over the speakers saying, there is now toilet paper in aisle 9.
You're in the right place at the right time.
It's like, I don't have toilet paper in aisle 9. So I was like, shit, do I need it? Do I go and get it? I didn't need it. You know, so I left it there for the people who do. Because, my dad is like, I can't find toilet paper bloody anywhere.
Yeah.
I have an inside man.
You do.
People don't.
No.
How are they going to live without toilet paper?
I was working the other day and we finally had some toilet paper on the shelf. And he said the first time in 5 weeks he's had toilet paper.
Wow.
Yeah. He went a whole month and then more without toilet paper. I don't know how he survived. He might have, you know, taken a roll from his neighbors or maybe his family.
Yeah.
But imagine not having...
Or wet wipes.
Wet wipes, you know, old t-shirts, a bidet.
Showering.
Yeah. Going 5 weeks without toilet paper. How disgusting you must feel.
Yes. Exactly.
And it's not your fault either.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do.
I don't like that. I'm lucky. I'm looking at you, babe.
I have experienced firsthand panic buying.
Yeah.
I have seen people raid the shelves with trolleys because there's a lot of things there are no restrictions of,
right.
Like fruit and vegetables mm-hmm. and then biscuits and chocolate.
But see, those things, I guess the things that people initially were panic buying are things that can be used eventually as well.
They have a long shelf life.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But so the fruit and stuff is kind of stupid because they're going to die.
Yeah.
Shortly.
Yeah. They're going to rot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people were still buying them.
And there was
saying?
A lot, I work in the grocery area
mm-hmm.
where everything has long shelf life.
Right.
Like meat, perishables, like all the things in the fridge and the freezer, like the ice cream and the yogurt and the fruit and veg, that all goes off within a week.
Yeah.
Like you can buy a box of cereal and lasts 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So like my area is hit heavily because of this.
Right.
Whereas like the freezer area, like all the ice cream. Well, yeah, people have fridges and freezers and they can make it last longer then.
But you also have so much space in your freezer.
You have
to store
a finite
stuff.
Number of space.
Like, I have a very small fridge.
Yeah.
So, when I even just, what's the word? What do we call it?
Meal prep.
Meal prep. When I even just meal prep, 10 meals, say, there's no room left in my refrigerator.
Yeah, you got to eat it. As quick as you make it.
But I can't. So, there's not enough room for me. And then I guess on the other side of things, you're in groceries. I'm in retail.
Yeah.
For me, I work in a retail store and where we sell monitors and lots of home office appliances. And so, for me, it wasn't so much panic buying, but when people went...
Had to work remotely.
Yeah. So, when that whole swap over happened from working in an office to working at home, we sold out of monitors. We sold out of webcams. We sold out of microphones and headsets immediately.
And Bluetooth keyboards and mice.
For weeks. We've had nothing. We still have people calling up, do you guys have webcams? Nah. When are you going to get more in? No idea. I guess, for panic buying, people were buying Nintendo Switches.
But the, yeah.
And that's a worldwide thing now. Sold out everywhere.
Nintendo are rolling.
They are, yeah. They didn't even expect this.
Who could?
But it was at the same time as Animal Crossing came out. And because that's such a nostalgic game that people our age want to relive again, they were like, oh, let's get a Switch and Animal Crossing at the same time.
So it's kind of a two-pronged approach. Like it people was. Wanting a Switch because they're going to be bored and people wanting a Switch because cool games are coming out.
So we were selling double, yeah. Running out twice as fast. Yeah. So we're out. I think we've got more lights in. So the handheld ones.
Yeah, the cheaper ones.
Yeah, the smaller ones. One that I've got. Well, we have both. Lucky us. We got in before the rush. Yeah. I literally bought my light like the day
before you ran out.
Before everyone started buying shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for me, it's like, yeah, home office things and then games. Everyone's just buying games to prepare themselves or just to deal with being bored at bloody home, which I understand.
Like all your laptops will be gone, not only for people who are working from home, but like uni is back now.
Yeah, we had that too. Because Apple died, we were matching like Apple prices.
Yeah, not Apple died, they shut down their retail stores.
Well, they went into a coma.
Hibernation.
Hibernation.
We'll call it hibernation.
Sure. All right. Well, with that, we'll head into
the questions.
Read through what people said on the survey.
So, our first question was, have you seen or done any panic buying?
Yep.
And we have responses that I've collected, unanimous yes, because no's have no stories.
Yes, exactly right. So these are all yes answers.
These are all yes answers, what they have seen or done. And so our first response is from a man called Reese. And his response is, I've seen other people I know bulk buy for the sake of buying. I bought one bought coffee beans just in case, quote, they became the currency.
Oh, love that. Well, I wouldn't be surprised. We're idiots.
Because, like, you know, in Fallout, bottle caps are currency.
Really?
The most random things can become currency.
Well, yeah. So, anything with value. I mean, coffee, everyone loves coffee. Oh, it is almost as...
In an apocalyptic movie called The Book of Eli, KFC wet wipes are currency.
What?
Because you can clean yourself.
Right. Yeah. See, coffee wakes you up, gives you energy. Gets you through the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes sense. Bottle caps, not so much.
Not so much.
The next response is from a female named Kelly. She says, seen a lot. I've just focused on trying to keep myself and everyone around me calm and bought extra chocolate cookies just in case.
I like Kelly's answer.
Yeah.
Because she is what the majority needs to do.
Yeah.
Keep calm and focus on yourself.
And eat some cookies.
Eat some damn cookies for all you care.
We have a lot of chocolate.
We have a lot of chocolate here.
Guilty.
Well, we like chocolate. It's not because we're bulk buying.
Correct.
We just eat a lot.
Alas, we do have 4 packets of TV snacks, but we watch a lot of TV.
They're the most underrated snack ever.
Oh, yeah. Completely. Oh, yes.
Our next response is from Annalise, and she has bulk bought almond milk because she has a new dairy allergy, apparently.
Well, yeah. A lot of people, I mean, we've noticed that the...
alternate milks are a thing now.
Yeah. At Coles, I've noticed, like, skim milk, gone. Full cream milk is all there, but skim milk is gone. Almond milk is gone because everyone needs their special thing. Because some people, like, can't, like Annalise, actually have full cream milk because it will really mess with them.
Yeah.
You know. And skim milk, people just prefer skim milk over full cream milk. So, I mean, it makes sense to bulk buy, air quotes, what you need, because sometimes there is no alternative for you.
Yeah. Well, Annalise was really lucky because you can't bulk buy these anymore because there are restrictions of 2.
Well, yes.
So, well done, Annalise. You got in before the restrictions. Clap, clap.
Next is Hila. She says, we both work in a shopping center, need I say more? So I work with Hila. She's just, explaining that we see all the bulk panic buying because we work in a retail store and in a shopping center where we see bloody everything.
Our very first anonymous response.
Oh, hey, Anon.
She did clarify she was a female, but she says, yes, I panic bought clothes that I can't wear because... Self-isolation.
Sad.
She has nowhere to wear these things.
Well, see, that's the thing. But see, that's good because it means we're not spending money on things we don't need.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of doing that. You're not buying some clothes because you got nowhere to wear them.
Yeah. And like a lot of clothing companies, clothing stores rather, like have a lot of returns because people buy all these things for formals and weddings that don't happen anymore.
Yeah. That's true.
So not only
I mean, lucky for us, it's the middle of the year. We have no like formals and stuff at this time.
Yeah.
America, however, on the other hand, this is their
prom
time. Period.
Yeah.
So it sucks for them. Hashtag sad.
But like around about now, like universities that have trimesters have graduations.
Right.
Not semesters, trimesters. Yeah.
Oh, sad.
And like, you know, people are getting like even weddings now are restricted to 5 people. If you had 100 people at your wedding and you bought all these suits for your men of your bridal party and your
groomsmen,
that's the word. Like you got to return them now.
Bloody hell.
And they're expensive. Like good for
Or you hold on to them until you postpone your wedding.
But who knows? People might get fat in that period and not fit into them anymore.
Sounds like a them problem.
Clothing is a very underlooked aspect of like
this
whole pandemic.
Yeah. Also makes you realize where your money goes, I guess.
Exactly.
Moving on, we have Beck. She says, seen panic buying and stocked up on alcohol.
Smart woman for sanitary reasons, right? Like disinfectants?
Of course. You know, rubbing alcohol just in case you get hurt and, you know, when the zombies come.
Yeah, you pour vodka on your wounds.
Of course.
Not down your throat.
Glug, glug.
And our last message, no gender, no name. We'll call him Anon. He says, I've seen panic buying. Haven't done it because I'm not a COVIDiot. I admire your humor, sir.
Indeed.
Or madam. We don't know.
Whoever you are.
Please write to us and we will give you the glory that you deserve.
So thanks everyone for responding to that and doing your part and telling us what you saw and what you didn't. What you saw and lack thereof. So down to the statistics of the yes or no question that we also put in the survey of have you seen panic buying? 52% of people said yes.
So it's roughly half each.
Mm-hmm. And then 48% of people said no.
Well, that's good because like, you know, half and half, it means half people haven't seen or haven't done any panic buying, which is good.
Yeah.
Because you leave it for the people who need it.
Who really do need it. Which is what went through my brain when I was experiencing the toilet paper thing.
Yeah.
So that you can get toilet paper now, but it's like, oh, I don't need it.
So and majority of the people do the right thing. It's the one jerk that only thinks for themselves that, you know, ruins it for other people.
I just don't want any restrictions on chocolate. Okay.
There won't be any restrictions on chocolate.
Good. I don't want to be able to live with myself. It's a mental health thing at this point, okay?
Yes.
It's a mental health thing at this point.
Sugar good for brain.
Sugar good for brain. Exactly right, sir. All right, moving on to the second question.
Yes.
Second question here, you only really answer if you are currently doing it. And the question is, if you are self-isolating, what have you been doing to keep yourself sane? So from the people who answer the survey, not everyone answered this question because they're not self-isolating.
Yeah.
However, we will. Well, first off, getting one step ahead of myself, let's talk about us.
Yes.
We aren't self-isolating, so to speak.
No.
But we're not going places that we don't need to go.
We're only going out for essential reasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when we are self-isolating, we're at home.
Yeah.
And when we are, we're playing. What are we doing? We're watching a lot of movies.
Playing a lot of Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm. We already finished The Office.
Not an endorsement.
No. What?
I mean, Switch, hit us up if you... Nintendo, if you want to give us free stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Give us free stuff.
But, yeah, so playing a lot of Switch, a lot of Mario
Kart. We start and finish
Kart.
The Office.
Mm-hmm. Started watching Community.
Yeah, Community's great.
What else? We bought a puzzle.
We bought puzzles.
I've learned how to do Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah, thank I'm you. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
So that was kind of my thing, and I gave that to you.
You did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Like I'm giving you my podcast.
Yeah.
Learning new things about
exactly doing new things together.
It's really quite fun. We also did a little isolation picnic for Easter.
Yeah, we did that out on the lawn by your place.
Yeah, we've been doing. We did a Zoom dinner with my family.
Yeah, that's really popping right now. Zoom, isn't it?
Zoom,
yeah.
Popping for all kinds of reasons.
All kinds of reasons,
like catching up with family, friends, university.
Oh yeah,
the works, all that kind of jazz.
Yeah, we had a drinking night with our buddies.
We sure did.
Zoom.
Glug, glug.
Glug, glug.
All right. Well, what else have we been doing? Anything else kind of fun that you can share?
Well, we haven't been really self-isolating. It's the people who are A, sick, or B, coming home from overseas that need to self-isolate.
I guess. But I guess it. What we...
We call it being smart.
For the most part, keeping ourselves inside when we don't need to be outside, yeah, I guess, is the question.
Flattening the curve. Yeah. We are not self-isolating. We are flattening the curve.
So instead of going out to restaurants and doing escape rooms, #sad, that's what we've been doing. So yes. I guess the question really means, what are you doing when you're inside and can't do those things that you normally do?
Yeah.
So let's jump to the survey now and see what people have said. The first response is from a female.
Oh, this is sad.
Grey's Anatomy and crying.
That last part hurt me.
Crying. Sad.
How long does your crying last to
As long as Grey's Anatomy. Well, see, crying comes in terms with Grey's Anatomy, not crying and then watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, are they related, not separate things?
I believe, yes.
Is Grey's Anatomy that sad?
It can be. I haven't watched it, but apparently it's real sad.
Real sad?
It's like dramatic and sad and people die. It's a whole thing.
It's a hospital thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then people
sense.
Get really attached to the characters, you know? Like, of there's course. A really main character that, like, dies and then, yeah. Anyway, it's yeah. a whole thing. Moving on.
So, our next response was from a male called Reese. I assume it's the same Reese that was in the first question.
Probably.
He says, I took up streaming on Twitch. Nice work. Playing games on the PC is the biggest time killer for me.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Well, I mean, that's what everyone's doing, isn't it?
Everyone's on the screens
taking
these days.
Up, taking up the games.
Oh, yeah.
Next one is from Claire. She says, what are you doing to keep yourself sane? Setting daily goals, exercising, cooking, watching way too much TV, quarantine trivia over Zoom with friends. Oh, cute.
I like that.
We should do that. That sounds fun.
Setting daily goals.
You're like... Like getting out of bed.
Getting out of... making the bed, I suppose.
Is that a personal attack or something?
Is that a personal attack or something? No, but I like that because, like, you know, you give yourself... Like, if you're just bored, you got nothing to do. You gotta keep yourself moving. You got to give yourself yeah. some ambition and some passion and some motivation.
Well, I mean, like, for us today, our goals were to go to Kmart and do this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we had... Got to do something.
Got to do something.
What's the next one?
We have another anonymous male. He says, watching Netflix, playing PS4, learning to cook, working out, and drinking.
That is something we've been doing a lot, actually. No, learning how to cook. Or yes. just cooking more, because, well, we can't eat out.
Yeah, we have. So, and we don't want to... Takeaway's open, but we don't want to rely on that.
No way. I've literally had KFC twice in the past, like, over 6 months. I just don't eat... takeaway anymore, unless it's like
the
Chinese and Indian.
The only thing I consume that we don't have here is coffee, pretty much.
We have a coffee machine, but it's not as good.
Nah, I like going out to a cafe, and even if it's just takeaway, like cafes can do really good coffee.
Yeah.
And it's the experience too, you know. The coffee. Your name's called and they slide over the cup to you, put it in your hand.
Matt, what is it? No, I know your order.
Yeah, what's my order?
Iced latte with skim milk for Matt.
That's correct.
large iced latte. Oh,
as much caffeine as you can fit completely. In me.
What did you get that one time? Extra two shots or something?
Yeah, I have the quote on my phone from that one.
Oh, yeah, what was
lady.
It?
She said, where are you going? That's a lot of caffeine. Yeah.
So I think you got a large iced latte, which yeah. already has two shots in it. And then you got an extra two shots. And then I got myself just an iced mocha, which has two shots in it.
Yeah, I forgot that. From certain places, a large contains two shots of espresso rather than just one.
Right. So did you end up with four or three shots?
Three.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I only added one extra to the two.
And there you go.
Yeah.
We do drink a lot of caffeine sometimes.
We love coffee.
Especially you. Next one is from Healer. It's not so much about self-isolating, but she says, I am unfortunately essential.
So she's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like me.
She works with you, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And you're both essential because you're still open.
We are still open.
Well, according to ScoMo, anyone who is essential or anyone who has a job is essential.
Neck minute.
All right. Our next response is from Kelly. She has been doing gardening, reconnecting with friends, and alphabetizing her socks.
How do you do that? Like black?
Color? Do you just do it by color?
I don't know. Bonds? Like maybe by the brands?
Yeah, maybe.
Perhaps. Maybe you have... I don't know what other brands there are besides Bonds.
Brown and then like, cyan and then a D color. And
light black. And
dark white.
Our next response is from Matty. Not this one.
Not me.
One. He says, he's been going for drives at night and lying on my car roof and just laughing at how fucking wild this all is.
This is insane.
It is. We should do that. That'd be nice. Go for a little drive.
Go for a drive.
Just chill. Yeah. Out in the aloneness.
Well, we technically can't.
Well, see, I did notice that. Mr. Yes. Sir, you can only go places if it's essential.
Did he just admit his guilt?
Good thing there's no last names here. Keep yourself inside, buddy.
All right. Our second last response is from an anonymous gender and an anonymous name.
Mm-hmm.
He or she has been working from home for 2 weeks, walking to the beach to stay fit, watching old-timey movies to focus on something else.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because beaches are open for exercise.
Yeah.
Ever since that Bondi fiasco of 15,000 people, was it? Or 50,000 people?
Well, just being at the beach.
Just being at the beach.
I don't know the number, but there was too many people at the beach, not social distancing.
Exactly.
And then, yeah, there was a whole outbreak between backpackers because...
Staying in hostels and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And the last response here from Anonymous as well. If you are self-isolating, what have you been doing to keep yourself sane? Netflix, guitar, watercolor painting, sleeping, YouTube, watching conspiracy theories. Huh.
Do you believe in the moon landing?
That's funny. Do you believe in the moon?
Plot twist. You tried to teach me guitar.
I did. I taught you ukulele.
I have a fat finger, so it didn't
you
work.
Do.
I have awkward hands.
You just have big hands because you're a big boy.
I'm a tall boy.
Sleeping
in Netflix, I can get behind.
We've been sleeping in till midday.
Shh.
No.
No.
No, you haven't.
We're active people.
What do you mean?
We're not lazy.
Sun. The outside? What?
The outside? The internet's scary.
So that one, we didn't have any
statistics
because it was just answers. It was just words. But I guess...
It wasn't like a have you or have you not. It was more like a if you have, what is your story?
The next question is... So, the final question of this episode.
Yes.
Is, do you think the media is making COVID-19 out to be worse than it actually is?
Now what do we mean by what we say media?
Like, news sites and, like, just, yeah, news sites. News sites.
Papers?
Well, news. The news.
Just
the
news
media.
In general. Like, an umbrella term for, like, newspaper.
Newspapers, radio, videos. Anyone who passes on information, which is the media, which is the media's job.
Yes.
You got thoughts on that?
I do. It's not absolute because the media is not just one outlet. It's a lot of outlets.
Yeah.
I do think some media overplay this too much.
Mm-hmm.
Some media...
Especially at the beginning of it all.
Yeah. There's a time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I do think some media overpush it. I do believe some media also use this as a scare tactic for their own self-benefit,
right?
Which we can get into later. But the majority needs, you have to pick and choose where you get your information from. There are obvious media outlets out there that have their own agenda and want to push
and
their
only
own thing.
Tell you what they want.
They tell
you
what you they want you to hear.
Right.
And no more, no less. Like, you got to be careful where you pick your media from. Like, for an example, The Project.
Mm-hmm.
There was an instance back in the day where a member of The Project got a story wrong and then had to backtrack and cover that story up.
Interesting.
It was, do you remember when the bushfires were happening and ScoMo went up to a lady and his first man or whatever introduced ScoMo to this person as, this is your prime minister. And then the lady said, he's not my prime minister. And then someone from The Project used that as an attack to slander this woman who didn't see ScoMo as his prime minister. However, this lady was from England. So he's absolutely not her prime minister
because
she's not from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But The Project just jumped the gun and didn't read into the story full enough. I'm not slashing on The Project.
People do get that wrong.
People
make
mistakes. That's why you got to be very careful with what you read
and interpret different information differently. Like, for that, if you don't see the backstory, you don't know. She could have also meant 5 million different other things.
Yeah.
But they took that part. And I mean, for this coronavirus, you can take one piece of information.
Exactly.
And you can kind of make it about something else, but also by being about what it's meant to be about.
Yeah.
And media does things,
media,
you know.
They mince words and they, you know, Chinese whispers.
For the most part, I do believe that the media is just trying to get Their message sole across. Purpose is to just spread the word and inform. Inform people of what's going on, what the statistics are, what you should worry about, what you shouldn't worry about, what's going on. And, but, I mean, as someone who works in the media industry, I haven't been listening or reading much about it recently. Before, it was every 2 seconds, there was a new ding on my phone from the News Apple app. And when I was working at the radio station, I was listening. Yeah, I was completely up to date.
Well, now since I think the worst is over, I think people are caring less.
Yeah. So, at first, the media was definitely like, this death toll, let's close our borders.
First case in this city, you know, Princess cruise ship thing.
Yeah, but like, that was all very informative. Like, oh, interesting, cool, need to know that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were like, stay inside, it's really, really bad, everyone's gonna die.
Yeah.
You know.
So, just to sum up my opinion on the media possibly making it worse for COVID-19, I think the vast, vast, vast majority of media are doing the right thing. And telling people so that they're informed and constantly giving them the right advice given to the Prime Minister of Prime Minister from our health experts.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there are a very, very few number of news medias out there that just want, you know, clicks and just want reads and use clickbaiting scary titles to get people to click in.
And I mean, coronavirus is very...
Of course it's scary.
It's scary and contagious. But if you just look after yourself and wash your hands like you normally would every day, you'll be fine. Yeah. And yes, self-isolate as much as you can. So that way you have less of a chance to, by chance, interact with a person and you just forget to wash your hands or forget to sanitize.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, they're not wrong. And if the way that people have been like talking about it is don't treat it like you're going to get it from someone else. Treat it like you've got it and you don't want to give it to someone else.
Yeah.
So, because you might have it. You just might and you just don't know.
Because symptoms don't show up for ages.
Exactly. And then you can give it to someone, unfortunately, like the elderly who their immune system just can't battle it off.
Or if you are in close contact with a family member who has a compromised immune system. Like grandma or grandpa.
Yeah, like any, but even young people can get it and die. There have been so many cases where 20-year-olds get it and die just because, like, it doesn't give a shit.
It's a freak accident.
It is. So, yeah, just treat it like you've got it and you don't want to give it to other people and we'll be fine, which is what people are doing, which
but
is good.
But look after people. Help everyone.
Yeah. And so, social distancing is good for you and good for everyone.
Yeah.
Just like people in retail, I'm going to say it, don't lean over the counter. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't give me your cash. I don't want to touch it. Don't give me your gift card. You put it through. Because just as much as you don't want me touching your stuff, I don't want you touching my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you got to kind of think about it as, I work in retail. Oh, wow, it's my fault I'm still working. But also, if I wasn't working, you wouldn't be getting your goods. So, don't make me sick. Don't give me your bloody gift cards. Put it through yourself.
Yeah.
God forbid, I'm not going to scratch off the security number on the back to put the PIN number in. Do it before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my rant over.
Tell me how you really feel.
Let's go to the survey answer, shall we?
Yes.
Alrighty. Number one, anonymous, but female. They say, to a degree...
What's the question again, just so we remind people?
Oh, of course. Do you think the media is making COVID-19 out to be worse than it is? Anonymous female says, to a degree, I think that they hyped it up way too much. Hyped it up way too early.
I agree with bits of that.
Yeah. Well, so...
I agree with to a degree bit. But I think they hyped it up way too early. I think that's how you should catch this.
Right, yeah. So
fix it early.
I mean, they were very scary, very quickly, very early, before anything really happened.
Yeah.
Which is a bad thing, which meant people panicked for no specific, for no reason.
Yeah, but it put way too much pressure on the economy, way too early.
Yeah, but then also it was good to get in early and make us realize that what could happen, we should be prepared for if something drastic does happen.
Yeah. Hindsight's a beautiful thing.
Like,
and, if we could go back 2 months and fix the way or fix the improper ways we told people about this, I'm sure they would do
it. Go about it a different
but
way.
But we haven't had a pandemic in a century.
No, yeah.
we don't know how to handle this.
No one could have prepared for it.
We don't know what to think.
Yeah.
Or how to act. Our second response was from Annalise, a female. She says, ABC is great to give you the facts. Other networks make it 20 times worse.
Yeah, so ABC, even the radio station, ABC is the, well, Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, well-known, very well-trusted.
They literally just, they're not about the dramatics of things at all. They are just like, this is the information, have it.
Mm.
Like, they're very, yeah, very news-saucy. News-saucy?
Ooh.
Ooh. So, yeah, I agree that and, like, 2GB and things like that, all the kind of AM stations,
yeah,
are very good at just giving you the facts. Moving on to Kelly. Do you think the media is making it out worse than it actually is? She says no. I think it's a very infectious virus that needs to be treated seriously. I think the media has at times highlighted the wrong things, which has led to some of the panic we've seen, instead of helping get people through it safely. I see that. I get that.
Yeah.
Like, it is a bad thing. Like,
it's a serious thing.
It is very serious. But yeah, I mean, as we said, the media just makes it 20 times worse sometimes.
Yeah. So, our fourth response was from an anonymous male. He says, I think this was an example of our own arrogance and mistrust of media getting the better of us. Quote, the flu is much worse than it actually is. The media is making it scarier when it's just another cold, end quote. Obviously, this wasn't the case, and while fear-mongering may have been at play, I don't think what they said about COVID-19 was false, but it could have easily been, I suppose.
They were just trying to prepare, I guess, us for the worst, which in turn, like we've been repeating, is good, which means we can prepare, but it's bad because then we may just be getting scared about something that isn't necessary.
Yeah. And I mean, like, as I've said before, we've never been in a position like this before recently. No. Like the last,
how could we know?
The last one to happen was 100 years ago.
Yeah,
exactly 100 years ago. We do not know how to. And back then, they didn't have the kind of level of transport that we do.
Transport, medication. It was very different time in 1920.
Yeah,
Jesus, that's a long time ago.
And like, I'm sure that they. Well, it's called the Spanish flu for a reason. Like, it was mostly kept over Europe.
Right. Okay.
Over Europe, but then again, a third of the population died.
Yeah.
Which was big for back then.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot less people back then.
There's a lot less people back then.
Next is from Hila. Female, she says, yes, the media is making it out worse to be. She says, focusing more on the negatives and not on the positive. Example, people who have recovered.
Yes.
However, now more people are recovering, so we are getting more of that news. But initially, it was like, here's more people getting it.
Yeah.
But in turn, like, more people were recovering than dying.
Yeah.
You know, what did you say? There's only like a 3% death rate.
On average, globally, it's a 3% death rate.
Yeah.
Yes.
More people are definitely recovering than dying.
Yeah.
Which is, no one bloody knows that.
Yeah. It should be zero people dying.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But in the scheme of things, I mean, of course, you don't want it.
No.
It's pneumonia. No one wants pneumonia.
Yeah.
But yeah,
yeah, and yeah, I agree that sometimes they focus more on the negatives and more on the positives, whether that's what the newest information is or whether they're just trying to scare you with the negative stuff to try to get you to watch. I don't know. But yeah, I believe now there's more information of, like, you know, vaccines on the way and human testing.
But
and
it has
people-
also been time since then.
It know? Has been time since the
initial outbreak. So it's getting better. So we're getting better news.
Here in Australia, our curve is flattening.
Yeah, which is nice.
So there's only single digit deaths and single digit new cases every day, which back like a couple, like New York, for example, a couple weeks ago had 700 people dead in a single day.
Wow.
And they said that would be the top of the peak.
Right.
So if that's the top of the peak, just remember 750 people dead today, 780 people dead tomorrow, and then another 750 dead the next day, and then less and less. So, in the matter of 3 days, over 2,000 people dead in New York.
That's crazy.
We are very lucky here in Australia. Yeah.
I mean, America has how many people in it?
Oh, like I think they have the population of Australia in California.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think they have 20 million people in a single state. In three states.
In all of America, of the United States of America, there is 328.2 million people.
Yeah.
We have 24 in all of Australia.
I think...
So, I mean, ratio-wise, yeah, it could be the same.
Yeah.
Because, like, they need more people to die to match up with our... yeah,
percentage, maths. Percentage ratios.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need people to die.
Well, I mean, for the ratio to be equal.
Equal to Australia.
Yeah. The next survey answer is from James. He says, no, he doesn't believe the media is making it out worse to me. He says, it's a very serious matter, but the clickbait headlines and early reporting is the reason for all the panic buying and fear. We need to be level-headed if we're going to get through this with as little consequence as humanly possible.
Yeah. Like, clickbaiting headlines just force people to act ridiculously.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for an example from where I work, say one person hears that this is a big issue and he wants to stock up. Well, if you hear of a virus coming and you getting sick, you will want, like, you know, essentials like toilet paper and rice and pasta. So he buys a bunch before any of the restrictions are kicking in.
Right.
Say he buys eight units of toilet paper. That is seven other people that can't buy it.
Mm.
So then the second person sees that guy buying eight and goes, oh.
What if we run out?
He's onto something.
Yeah.
And then he buys six.
Yeah.
So now 14 people can't buy toilet paper. And yeah, then people who are normal see this and be like, well, I don't know when I'm going to, I need some now. I don't need to buy it for the future, but I don't know when I'm going to get more.
Hmm.
So then they buy five.
Yeah.
For when they need it in the future, not mm-hmm. because of their hoarding. So then all of a sudden, 20 people can't buy toilet paper.
Yeah.
And it just escalates from there and there.
That's a very frustrating time.
Yes. So our next response is from Claire, female. She says, I'm not sure if... she says, yes, but the very first sentence on her response says, I'm not sure if the answer is yes or no. In the recent state, I think the media has been pretty accurate with how the situation is being covered. Here in the United States, it's interesting to see the way coverage has changed over the few weeks. I think first news outlets saw an opportunity to gain ratings over a dramatic situation until they soon realized that this is a real concern and is actually hurting people, and now is a pandemic. Most media outlets now just trying to be more helpful, factual, and insight for the viewer. So, like, yeah, I think some people may have seen, like, been opportunistic, being like, hey, let's use this.
Everyone else is talking about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk
use
about
it to A, inform, and B, get more people to, you know, click our ads and and read our page so we get more money.
Also,
but then, sorry.
I was going to say, also, I think this is our first international response from America.
Yes. Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, everyone. Thank also, you. People out there who aren't Australian, you can do the survey too.
Yeah.
SurveySidesPodcast.com.
Exactly.
Can access it worldwide. We'll head on to the next one.
Sure.
Anonymous female says, they focus on the negative a lot, which stirs up a lot of drama, and they don't focus on positives when they should, especially when it's factual.
Reese male says, yes, I think what is being reported in regards to facts is fairly accurate. It's hard to fake the statistics, but the media is definitely contributing to the panic with conflicting reports and opinions rather than providing the public with factual information.
Yeah, all of these look like they're very similar.
We only have three no's out of these 12 people.
Well, that's exactly...
Which, I mean, shows right. one of two things. Either A, people are against the media, or B, people who don't think so need to express their voice.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious if, like, we had a bigger pool of answers, what more people who said no would have said.
Yeah.
What they believe.
Well, we'll end on this last one, and then we'll get to the statistics of what we actually got.
Mm-hmm.
So Beck, a female, says, I work in the health sector. Most of the information is inaccurate. People need to listen to the government, please.
Yes, listen to your local government. Listen to your health officials and the HWO.
They know what's going on.
They are the front lines of this thing.
Yeah.
Don't trust your local journalist, Rachel, who has only been on the news in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah.
listen to the professionals and don't wear a tinfoil hat with this kind of thing.
Exactly right.
Yes.
All right. So, overall, from that answer from our survey, the last one of this podcast, of this survey on coronavirus, do you think the media is making COVID-19 out to be worse than it actually is? 64, an overwhelming response of people said yes. The media is making COVID-19 out to be worse than it actually is, and 36% of people said no.
So, roughly 2/3 split in former of yes.
Yeah. There you go. Do we agree with that? I don't know. My answer is a yes/no.
I'm sure that opinions change. Yeah. And depends
on what media outlet you're listening to, depends on what you think as well.
Yeah. Like, whether you listen to your local news, read HWO, or watch Sky News, ABC, any of that. It depends on who you listen to and what you're willing to let yourself believe.
Yeah. You're exactly right, sir.
Exactly right.
What do you say? You're absolutely right, sir.
You're absolutely right, sir.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening. That is it for this episode on coronavirus. Don't forget to follow the website, surveysaidspodcast.com. There's also a Facebook page and Instagram to follow. It is all linked on the website.
And if you want to follow me on Instagram, my handle is notmattyt. And that's about it.
That's it for us. Next week, the next episode of I'd Be the Man with Alex will be up on workplace harassment in 2020. You can subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app to be the first to listen when it goes live, which is Apple Podcasts and Spotify for the most part. Yeah. Where do you get your podcast from, Matt?
Oh, a podcast on Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough. That's where I listen to you.
Me. Yeah. Us now.
Listen to us. Wow.
Jeez. All right. She's what?
I said geez.
Oh, geez. Oh, they said she's and I interrupted your sentence. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening.
Thank you.
It's been Matt.
It's been Mel.
It's been Mel. We'll talk to you guys on our next episode, which is on space and ting.
Astronomy.
Yeah.
My favorite science.
Woohoo.
Woo.
Stephen Hawking, is that you?
Yes. All right. I wish.
Well, we all wish. Alrighty. Bye, guys.
See you later.